Good day, everybody. I'm Sharon Klenkis, and I've been asked to speak briefly about community mental health in the time of COVID-19. As a country, we are focused on flattening the curve of new infections for the coronavirus and on managing the recovery of already infected people by strengthening the medical response to the pandemic. The psychological impact of the pandemic and our response to this has been given really very little consideration alongside medical interventions. As members of CISA, one of our key responsibilities then at this time would be to contribute to the development of and participation in a psychological response to the pandemic in South Africa. The psychological impact of the pandemic has been felt on very many levels throughout our communities. Firstly, the general population is experiencing high levels of stress and distress due to the social and economic impact of COVID-19, as well as uncertainty about what the immediate future holds as the pandemic unfolds. There are concerns reported on an exacerbation of gender-based violence, child maltreatment, and psychological stress due to social isolation during the lockdown. Secondly, there are people living with psychosocial, intellectual, physical, and multiple disabilities who might usually have sufficient personal, family, social, and financial support to live well in their communities, but who now have to consider their potential increased risk for contracting the virus or becoming infected as a result of their vulnerabilities due to their disabilities. Then there are those with physical, psychosocial, intellectual, sensory, or multi-disabilities or challenging behavior who usually require high levels of daily or periodic supports. Many NPOs and other services have closed during the lockdown or have reduced their responsiveness due to social distancing requirements, leaving these vulnerable individuals at home in family care 24/7. Many will be living in food insecure and safety insecure neighborhoods, where cramped living conditions make it very difficult to provide the additional supports which people with high support needs may need to prevent infection. People with enduring and complex psychological concerns or disorders may also experience a deepening of their mental health difficulties during the pandemic and under lockdown conditions. The impact of the rising number of infections reported daily is extremely stressful, with high degrees of public aversion to the other who might infect. Presently, cases are beginning to be reported of families who have been an infected relative being rejected by their communities. We as psychologists are well placed to contribute to strategies aimed at reducing stigma and discrimination against infected and affected families. What else can psychologists do to support these members of our communities? Well, as psychologists, we too are members of communities experiencing social and economic concerns. People with disabilities ourselves, or supporting family members with disabilities, while at the same time being health providers in private and public settings, with a duty to provide appropriate psychological services. A first important consideration then is to make sure that we take steps to reduce our own stress by ensuring that we have a network of personal and professional support to access at home or online. Having taken care of our own needs, I would encourage us to reflect on our professional talents, be this health promotion, direct service provision, crisis counseling, research, and to consider innovations around how to bring these talents to bear in responding to the needs for public psychological crisis interventions to address the adverse psychological impact of the pandemic. Each of us have different talents and work in different settings and can link one or more of our professional skills to these settings. Consider working collaboratively with colleagues on one initiative at a time to pace your contribution. In this time of disrupted work schedules and increased online collaboration, there's a plethora of responsibilities coming our way, and we should consider how to reduce that number to a manageable amount, which includes our response as psychologists to the pandemic. Other activities, and I'll mention just two here, awareness raising and direct service provision. Firstly, awareness raising of a psychological impact is a key strategy which we can contribute to at this present time. At a national and provincial level, there hasn't been any significant integration of mental health and disability into ministerial and departmental emergency plans for the pandemic, as we have seen reported on various media platforms for the national and provincial command centers. Consider offering your clinical and or your research skills to provide much needed input to the relevant portfolio committees for mental health, for women, youth, persons with disabilities, the portfolio committees, the ministries and departmental strategies to encourage an integrated community response which includes mental health and disability. At a local level, think about the setting you have access to, your local community networks or your work setting, which might have resources to put together awareness raising materials or psychosocial self-care materials during the pandemic, which can be made available to community-based organizations or online. Many networks are currently operating WhatsApp support initiatives for psychological support and for food. The Sustainable Development Goal 1 and 2 is reduce or eliminate poverty and move to zero hunger. We cannot consider mental health concerns without considering the basic needs of our people. So as psychologists, we should also be pushing for the inclusion of people with mental health problems, intellectual disability, and other disabilities as priority groups for being recipients of these support programs, because I feel strongly that this will support people's mental health and resilience. Use the internet or your connections to find out what online networks are available to you to join and through which you can offer psychological inputs. And then secondly, direct face-to-face psychological services are not possible at the present time, but colleagues across the country are now beginning to offer the option of online psychological support to their clients. And at this time, this really seems an essential area of practice and for research exploration to improve access to psychological care for people in need of the support. I urge you to explore practical ways of contributing to this in your context. The Health Professions Council has provided some guidance on telemedicine, including telepsychology to health professionals. Colleagues are exploring the parameters of ethical conduct for these services. Consider contributing to the discussion online or sharing your best practice in this area with colleagues. Or reflect on how best you might transform your own practice to include telephonic and online therapeutic supports to your clients and other community groups in need of psychological support at this time. Medical aides are in the process of refining protocols for teletherapy with particular focus on psychological online care in the private sector. And in the public sector, our government has called for volunteer health professionals to offer pro bono services within the public service. As psychologists, we have the opportunity to stand up and to be counted during this crisis. I'm Sharon Klankes. I'm a member of PIPS, the Division of Psychologists in Public Service within SACSISA. Thanks so much for listening.